Hi. It's an interesting topic to talk about because when I'm a school teacher, and when my principal came over the intercom to tell us we were dismissed from school on Friday and not to plan to return for a couple of weeks, I was stunned. And I distinctly remember going into the grocery store on my way home from school that afternoon and thinking that the world had changed, like maybe after Pearl Harbor kind of change, like it was just a new world. And the vibe in the grocery store was, I could feel people being scared, you know, like I could just notice that everybody was kind of resisting eye contact, and only a few masks were being worn. They hadn't caught on yet. It was kind of that early. It was in March. And I thought, well, you know, I'll be fine. I'm going to hunker down, and you know, we like to cook, and you know, I'll just go to the grocery store, and I'm going to get paid. That was a big deal, you know, to be able to keep getting money, even though I wasn't going to have to go into work. That kind of blew my mind, actually. And 2 weeks later, I thought, well, is this going to continue? Are they really going to keep paying me for not going into work? And none of my students had been able to figure out how to log on, or they just felt like nobody was going to get after them, so they didn't have to do any work. I'm a special ed teacher in a high school, and my students really just got disconnected from the world at that point. Like, we couldn't get them to go on to the Zoom or their Google Classrooms, and they were just not checking in. And I called them, and you know, we had some conversations, but they really stopped their education at that point. And in the meantime, I kept showing up to my Google Classroom at the appointed time, and nobody was coming, and I was having really big breakfasts and really lots of coffee, and just really thinking that I can't believe I'm still getting paid here and I'm not working. But then I started to get lonely, and I started to feel kind of useless, like I'm not really doing anything and I'm still getting all of this pay, and what's happening with my students? I felt guilty, and I felt kind of disconnected. I mean, that's the best word I could think of. I didn't feel like I had that level of connection that I had before COVID. And I, to this day, I mean, I don't think I can name one person that died that I know from COVID. Thank God. But nevertheless, I mean, we all just, I just feel like we all went into some sort of altered social state, and we're just coming out of it now. What's something I would like future generations to know about this time in New Hampshire was that it was like a psychologically alienating time. You thought you knew what the world was, and it turns out not exactly that. That's not exactly true. And I mean, I still go now into Market Basket, where everybody shops, mm-hmm. and I see people wearing masks, and I think, huh, they're wearing a mask. Interesting. Whereas, if I'd seen somebody wearing a mask pre-COVID, I would have thought, are they all right? Like, are they mentally ill or something? There's some really serious problem they have. Mm-hmm. But now we're just like, it really did turn things upside down for a long time. And there are a lot of people who still are paranoid, I think, mm-hmm. of contact. So that's kind of the vibe I'm feeling. I mean, nothing against people who are wearing masks, except, you know, I just hope you're okay and you're not too traumatized, because I think there was some trauma When my wife and I have three adult children, and I mean, we're trying to get people together or try to come together. We have a very social life we lead, and it turned into kind of a big deal when we could hang out with somebody. Like, we had these like outdoor activities like in November. Like, it's kind of cold around here in November, and it had to be like outdoors if anybody was going to come. Okay, we'll be outdoors, you know, we'll all wear mittens while we're eating lunch. And you know, that was part of it. But anyways, it's nice to participate in this event, and thanks for listening.